about that in just a heartbeat here on Corners of the Culture. It's dealing with KC on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. Remember, top of the 4 o'clock hour, we've got a keyword that we're going to give you for you to take over to KSFM.com to enter for your chance to see Mariah Carey live in Las Vegas next month.
I can't wait for that one. I'm still trying to get out there. That's why I say I can't wait. I'm still trying to make a move and get out there. I'm trying to see Mimi at her residency.
Well, you know, I'm Mr. Vegas now, so I got you.
You are Mr. Vegas. I'm you are Mr. Vegas. You probably, you know some mob bosses.
Well, okay. Hey. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So if I'm trying to get out there, I definitely got to talk to you. You probably know some people out in the Bay Area, too, that could hook us up with Offset tickets. He's going to be at the Masonic on March 30th.
And that's the good look. That's the good look, though. We can hook you up.
That's right.
With tickets to see
Offset. That's right. He's going to be there March 30th, like I said. If you guys want to go.
Do it right now?
No. You're listening for us to give you that cue to call. And when you hear that cue to call, we're going to be looking for caller number 9. It's 916-909-1025 to see Offset, who's had a pretty good 2024 already, man.
Yeah.
And worth it with Don Toliver. That's my joint right there, man. And I hear a couple other things he's got rumbling, so I want to check that show out.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Doja Cat posted on Instagram that she was, in fact, deleting Instagram. It's literally one of my favorite things about social media, because you can't just delete social media. You have to announce on social media that you're going to delete it. Doja wrote, "Hey, I'm going to deactivate because I'm not really feeling this anymore. You guys take care of yourselves. I like coming on here to find inspo and see people being creative, but I just felt like it's getting to be too much. The way I'm spoken to on here and treated makes me have effed up thoughts. Please watch how you talk to and about people on the internet. Bye." That's the end of what Doja Cat wrote right there. And it's always fascinating by what triggers people's frustrations with social media, or in this case, perhaps, a particular social media platform. Doja, for instance, still has 25 million followers on TikTok, but all her videos are gone. And we all know that Twitter, X, or whatever they want you to call it, is the most toxic place on the planet. What drives people to remove themselves from social media? And ultimately, and we'll use Doja Cat as the example, do they just wind up returning anyways? Let us know your thoughts at Dylan McKay or at 102.5 KSFM across our, you guessed it, social media platforms. And stay caught up on everything going on in and around hip-hop with Corners of the Culture Monday through Friday right here on Dylan McKay.
We're doing KC and 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. Don Toliver partnered with Offset. We've got your tickets to see him. We'll give you the details on that coming up in just a minute. Also, Mariah Carey. Keyword coming up, top of the 4 o'clock hour. When you hear that keyword, right near the top of the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
When you hear that keyword, take it over to KSFM.com and enter for your chance to see her live in Las Vegas. Hear that beat? We talked about Doja Cat a few minutes ago. Doja went to Instagram to tell everybody she was deleting Instagram. It's the weird relationship with social media, right? Like,
right.
You can't just delete it. You got to announce you're deleting it on the social media platform, which is bizarre. Though she has 25 million followers on TikTok, didn't delete that. All her videos are gone, but didn't delete that. I'm always fascinated by what pushes people to the point of like I'm out. I'm done. And I'm always fascinated by who actually stays away.
I look, and that's a great point. I look at Doja Cat, first and foremost, if she is having a hard time with something, I am sensitive to that. I do want to be like, hey, get your mentals right. If you think Instagram is messing with your mentals, by all means, get rid of that app and, you know, get rid of whatever social media that you need to get yourself right. With that being said, I think Doja Cat is just always looking for attention. I think she's I don't know if troll is the right word, but she does things for attention. You know, all the acting crazy, the videos that she does, I think she does it all for attention. The things she says, all for attention. There's ways that you can limit Instagram and what you do. Like, Instagram almost feels like the most controllable social media app that you could have. You could tailor it to be super happy, turn off comments, all that other stuff. you can have a good time on Instagram in a very positive way. And then the whole TikTok thing, you want to delete Instagram, but you want to keep TikTok. I just think it's all for attention. With you.
Yeah, I felt the same way about Instagram, but I don't have 100 million followers. You know what I mean? I think it's like different when, one, you have 100 million followers, and two, or however many she had, I don't know. Two, you have people who are constantly looking for you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know that relationship. But in my world, Instagram is the happy place. Twitter's the gross spot. You and I talk about that all the time. I hate Twitter.
Look, you can turn all comments on Twitter, too.
Yeah, you can, but that feels weak to me. But especially, we're turning comments off on IG. What are you commenting on, right? You're commenting on a picture. Maybe you're commenting on appearance. Wait, is someone like, I get that.
Right.
On Twitter, normally, you're posting, like, an opinion or thoughts or words or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. I mean, and it is one of those things, man, where, you know, some people can handle it, some people can't. You know what I mean? And if by all means, if it's too much for Doja Cat or anybody, get off of social media. Get off of it. Sometimes, I don't want to say it's too much for me, but sometimes, like, man, let me take a week off. Like, I'm too invested in this right now. Let me fall back or not get caught up in comments and all that other stuff. And like you said, I don't have 100 million followers.
Take it off your phone.
Yeah.
Beat told us to stop talking. We'll come back. We got that keyword to see Mariah Carey coming up at the top of the hour.
Yeah, okay.
Get up out your seat.
It's the 102.5 KSFM ticket window.
Yeah.
Offset Set It Off Tour is coming to the Masonic on Saturday, March 30th. All you have to do is listen to D-Lo and Casey in the afternoons for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the show.
You already know where to find the hottest tickets in the 916.
Let's go.
It's 102.5 KSFM.